all the time. I see how dry that shit is.
It's like raging waters. Right? Wait. What are they called?
It's like raging waters.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Could you braid them like that? Just kidding.
I did, actually.
You braided them?
Yeah, I braided them all the way down. But it was one of those things I went to go film, like, some, like, gym-ish stuff. And I was going to get close up for, like, those hammy shots, but I was like, damn, got like a soft little carpet growing up my calves.
Dude, I don't know if you saw this today, but you're fried chicken because you're on fire.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I'm fried chicken.
And welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
We have fried chicken, aka Molly Stewart.
And we have strawberry shortcake.
Laura Contreras. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you for joining us all today.
This is very strawberry shortcake. I love it.
Very mindful, very demure.
What is that from?
I don't know. It's from TikTok.
It's a TikTok. I know that.
I never know where anything comes from, but I know that this came from TikTok shop. It was $5.
And we were just talking about it on our live Zoom chat. So these actually could be emu or ostrich.
Emu, ostrich, chicken, or turkey.
Basically any bird.
Oh, basically.
What else did we say? Not crow. The other one. Vulture.
Vulture. I apparently make vulture sounds. I hate birds. So if you're new to the show, you should know that about me. One thing that you should know about me is that I hate birds. It's not that I don't even think that they're not real. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. That's not up to me to decide. What I do know is whether real or not, I hate them. And that's a fun fact that I like to share with everybody.
And that's
pretty
real.
Much within 10 minutes of them getting to know me. I'm like, also, just so you know.
Yep.
I hate birds.
Pretty sure that was right there with you hate red roses. Those two.
A red rose. It gets ugly so fast, for one. It's not even that pretty to begin with. And it always looks like they're just gross and I don't like them. And it's just like a lot of red, and red kind of just makes me angry. I'm just like, it's like too much red.
Do you like rose petals though, like on the bed?
Sometimes, but usually only for like content. Cause I guess it's like you put on the vibe for like the whatever, like Valentine's Day content. I always pull out the rose petals from the year before. They're not like fake rose petals, but like it's not real. But
did I tell you when Carlo came back from his recent work trip, I had put rose petals on the bed and a heart.
Aww,
and he came
cute.
In and he was like, what?
That's so funny, actually, because it's like that's like what girls want.
Yeah,
you guys are like,
and I did it.
We're just gonna move the roses.
Like, to be fair, they were real petals, but the roses were going bad. So I just like, I don't know why I destroyed the rose when it was dead.
You just got angry.
And
like,
I just pulled it all off, and then I looked at it. I was like, oh, and then I went and sprinkled him on the bed because he was flying home that day, and I was
that's
I'm gonna
so
do some romantical stuff.
That's some romantic.
And then he goes, babe, this is something I would do. And I was like, but I beat you to it.
Yeah, you're like, now you have to step it up.
To be fair, he bought me the roses. So I guess he kind of.
You're just like repurposing the gift. You're just like.
He set me up for success.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's what I was thinking. And I was like, they're so pretty too. Like, I do want to just like do something with them. But they're only going to last a day, which was all I needed.
Roses.
She still hates them though, you guys. It's okay. But what about yellow ones? Ugh. You don't do any rose?
Like, it's
what about
I just
purple?
Prefer any other flower.
Purple?
I think roses are weird. They kind of look like a prolapsed butthole.
Yes. What about like, black roses?
I'd rather have like a black orchid. I saw a black and white orchid the other day and it was beautiful. It looked like a puppy.
Like a Dalmatian.
Yeah, because I got the little ears, like, because you know the orchids, they have the different shapes, so they look like little puppy faces.
It's like a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah, we keep making a lot of pussy references today. Are we hormonal? Are we ovulating?
We might be.
Oh my god, are we ovulating and sick?
I don't know, but my birth control patch has been really like intense, so maybe.
Oh, I thought you were like, I took it off. I said.
No, not happening. Not today, sister. Not don't today, wish Satan. That evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation, but you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Don't do it!
Oh, God. I can't even imagine. Like, shout out. I know we've said this to, like, mothers and that, but I have friends who are mothers, and I'm just like, y'all are better people than me, for sure. But that's okay.
They're doing the Lord's work.
It's fine. The Lord. The good Lord did provide them what they needed to become the people they were meant to be. That was pretty good.
I love it.
Thank you. If I do the Southern in short bursts, it doesn't turn Australian. It's when I start monologuing, which I am apt to do.
Oh. I give it two thumbs up.
Up a butthole.
And a dick.
Oh, he's so cute. I love him. I am brain dead. There's a lot that's been going on. Some things that I want to talk about that I don't think I can talk about yet because nothing is... I mean, it's official, but it's not officially announced. So a lot of things in the works. Like, ever since I got back from the trip, I was like, I forgot how much I do on a daily basis. Because, like, when I'm on vacation and stuff, I never neglect OnlyFans because that's my baby. But like other things, like I didn't even have time really to edit like podcast clips. I didn't really reply to business stuff and like inquiries and emails, and I kind of let all that go. And then I got back and I was like, oh,
it's a lot.
And so then like between that and like the not sleeping well and stuff like that and my emo nightmares, yeah, it's just been a lot. But it's been a lot, but it's been good, all good things, just can't talk about it, so a little brain dead. But there's been so much going on, we haven't seen each other as much.
We lost light, sorry to
that. I made reminders for myself about things to talk about.
And now word from sponsor.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/twnd. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/twnd to try it out.
So that was from Zoom chat. And if you guys are not a dirtbag on our Patreon, you missed out. So we had a deep one today, which I actually really liked. And it was nice seeing so many friendly faces.
Yeah. And everyone's always like a big family.
Although sometimes you have conversations with people and you discover who the true psychopaths are.
Like?
You know who you are. Craisins. And peanut butter in a banana bread. What the f-? I almost threw up. Do you know how much I hate throw up? It's nothing against you. but something is not okay. Like, and the fact that you, listen, when you tell me, right, that you leave the banana bread, or you get tired of the banana bread when you're halfway through the loaf, that should be an indicator that cranberries and peanut butter don't go in there.
It's, you know, pretty unusual, but it's like, for me, the stoner is intrigued in me. He doesn't, you don't.
But do you like it? Like, do you actually like it? Because I feel like when there is a banana bread that's not good, like, I won't even finish the slice because I get disappointed.
Right. You're like, this sucks.
I can't stop eating the banana bread. A loaf doesn't see it through the 24-hour period that a loaf should be seen through. It's gone. Like, so that leads me to conclude scientifically, if we're talking about science, if we're coming at this from a place of true introspection and retrospection and retrograde. Mercury is in it, I've heard, maybe. I don't really know. And all that lemonade goodness. Maybe peanut butter and craisins do not a banana bread make. Just food for thought. I would like you to consider this point.
Call in 702-900-6446. And we still appreciate
you. We still appreciate you. Just not the way, I don't personally appreciate the way that you bastardized banana bread. It hurt me deep inside. I almost had like a cardiac arrest. You saw me. I was laying here on the couch, like, and nobody believed me that there was anything wrong, but there was. It was a micro heart attack, I think. So just be careful. Tread with caution and try a different approach. Now, let's get into our notes.
Get into it, yeah.
Do you have notes?
I feel like I probably don't. What was that?
I threw the vape because I was reaching for it. Whoa, and I was like, I don't.
The shit out of me. When I had my head turned, I was like, what is going on? Are we getting shot at? What happened?
I had a moment where I was just picking it up, like, thoughtlessly.
I just shit myself.
And I was like, no, don't do it.
I'm terrified, people.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think I have notes. Let's see.
I've got so many. At the top of the list is spam smells like unwashed dick.
I have corn on the cob.
What?
Yeah.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah.
All right.
I got that.
Oh, rock hard turd in bed, Julia. Yeah, Julia left a rock hard turd in my bed. It was one of those things that sometimes I have a little snack in bed because I like my sweet treats at night. And so we climb into bed, right? And I was like, that's weird. Is it like a cracker? No, it was not a piece of cracker. I am very meticulously taking care. I was like, that is very surprising to me that I would just let a rogue cracker be in the bed. So I roll over, and what do I find as I pinch it between my fingers? A raisin, perhaps? No, why would I have raisins in bed? I don't like raisins. They're terrible. Apparently, we're also informed on Zoom chat that there's a large percentage of flies that you'll probably eat in some amount of raisins. It's too many raisins. I don't care about the exact statistics. It's too close to a fly being consumed for me. So I know this shit is not a raisin. And in fact, it was a shit. A rock hard fucking little turd this fucking big. And I don't have, like, a Yorkie. It's Julia. I'm like, did you
It
just...
was like one that was stuck in her butthole and it just...
farted it
out
or something into the bed. I'm talking between fitted sheet and flat sheet, a place that no turd should be. She's not in there. She doesn't, like, go in there.
She's
when did a
wild.
Turd make its way?
She's wild. She is cray. I also have striptease to a whole new world in my notes.
I remember talking about that. A whole new world. Why are we discussing? Would you like to try Liquid Death so we can say our thirst? This is a special one. I got ad targeted because Liquid Death has funny ads. This is not an advertisement, but it's Hot Fudge Sunday. And I was like, that sounds terribly intriguing. I must try it.
Let's see. Van Leeuwen.
I think it's some, like, partnership that they have going on.
Whoa. It kind of reminds me of, like, a alcohol.
What it reminds me of is Diet Chocolate Pop from Faygo. Do y'all remember Diet Chocolate Pop? Because I loved Diet Chocolate Pop. I don't even remember there being, like, a not Diet Chocolate Pop. I just remember the chocolate pop. And it was so fucking good.
And they discontinued it or what?
Yes. I had one all the time. And they only had it, like, in the
Why
Myers.
Why didn't they bring it back? Faygo's still a thing.
I was so disappointed when I went back to Michigan. And I went to go visit the little Myers, and I was like, I'm going to get my diet chocolate pop. None to speak of. Not even a slot on the
That's
shelf.
Rude.
I was so disappointed. And then find out they discontinued it. So this reminds me of that. Anyway, diet chocolate pop. May you rest in peace.
It doesn't taste like you're drinking water, to be fair.
It's very strange.
And the chocolate punches you in the face.
But yeah, at first there's no chocolate. And then the aftertaste is all chocolate, which is all such diet chocolate pop from Faygo. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. You think the chocolate comes later with this? I felt like it punched me in the face.
Oh, no.
I was like, when I took the sip, it instantly just screamed chocolate.
I get punched by the fizz at first. I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, chocolate.
And then she's like, yeah.
Dude, the little happy dances that I do, like, I've started noticing them more because my man notices them. I'll just be sitting there, like, in bliss, like.
Or, like, when you're eating, do you ever dance when you eat?
I dance all the time. That's mostly what I'm talking about. Sometimes, though, you, like, open your eyes, you're making eye contact with a waiter or waitress, a wait staff, whatever they want to be called these days. And you're just, like, and you kind of freeze, but then you just keep going because who gives a fuck, you know what I mean? Plus, I think it's helping, like, work digestion. It's helping the food work its way through your system better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. It's just helping it out. Mm-hmm. Helping it out.
Wait, there was something else, too. Rock hard turd. Got through that one. So what I was thinking was, do you remember the episode that we were talking about spirit animals?
Yes.
And then we started talking the next week. I was like, hey, remember we were talking about spirit animals? And we started researching the potato famine.
Yes.
We never did either of those things on that episode. We went the whole episode with not talking about the potato famine of Ireland.
This all checks, like, honestly.
And not doing our spirit animal test. So I was wondering if you would like to do the spirit animal test.
Yes.
Perfect.
Let's do it. That's so on brand for us, though.
Yeah, it just made me laugh so hard because we address it, like, so fervently in the first quarter of the episode.
Of course we would.
We never.
Why wouldn't we?
We're like edging everybody. We're like, no, if you want to finish this, like, thought, you have to come back 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, no, we're sorry, everybody. And here we go.
All right. What do you think's... I want one that's not going to cost money. How do I do for free? I decided to make a good habit, and that's with liquid IV. Did I hike up the mountains of Saxony, Switzerland, Germany without the assistance of liquid IV? No. I'm not a fool. Do I look like a fool to you? No. I keep everything stocked up. And that's what you can also do with Liquid IV by going to liquidiv.com and using code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Doesn't that sound like a game changer, Laura?
It does. It's a no-brainer.
And these are actually some of my favorite flavors. And these are actually what I took on my trip abroad. Unfortunately, Liquid IV is only in the U.S. right now, but don't worry.
Eventually.
I took that shit with me. Because it's got... what you need.
Did you spread the word?
I did.
Good.
I spread the word of Liquid IV. Much like I'm sharing it with you now. I don't know where my life would be without Liquid IV. I might be without a home. I might be alone forever. But instead, I know that I'm not hydrated because I keep Liquid IV. It goes strong. It goes hard in the pain.
It goes hard. Does every
have you,
day
have you tried the new firecracker?
I have. It's freaking firetastic.
This reminds me of childhood. God damn it, the heat of summer,
the fourth of July,
a humid August morning. Sneaking down into that freezer that we kept in the basement, popping one of these bad boys out.
Maybe two.
Maybe three if you have a problem like some of us in this room, if you know what I'm saying. You don't care. You're a kid. You burn that shit off quickly. Not anymore. Bad for your teeth. But you know what's good for you? Liquid IV. So you can bring back that childhood wonder with Popsicle Firecracker.
Yes.
Partnered with Liquid IV right here.
You don't have to feel guilty about splurging if you have a couple of these.
And if you're feeling crazy, you could get a mold of the firecracker and you could just freeze pops of liquid IV. Did you ever think about that?
Mind blown.
Did you ever think about that? That's creativity. Liquid IV is being very, very, very creative with their flavors. They also have rainbow sherbet. Also reminds me of childhood. We kept a big tub of it in the freezer and I just go in there with a spoon and totally not scoop it out of the middle. I don't even care if it was freezer burned. Made it better. Crunchy. Delicious.
Love a good texture.
But I'm getting older. And the older you get, the easier it is to get dehydrated. So I keep this stuff. Bleep that. I don't fucking know.
Fishes.
All right. So you take this and I'll take this. And I want you guys to take yourselves to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and experience better hydration today. You get 16 ounces of water, pop in one stick of Liquid IV, and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get all those vitamins and electrolytes that your body needs. So support the show. Liquidiv.com. Use code TWND. Goodbye.
Do it. They cost money?
All of these little random quizzes, it's always like you have to enter all this weird information. All right. What are you feeling like? Brainfall.com, Haywise, or spiritanimal.info?
Spiritanimal.info.
Let's check it out. All right. So let's say, what's your favorite natural element? Air, earth, fire, water, wood, or space?
Space.
Space.
It was going to be water if space wasn't an option. Space water.
Space water.
That sounds cool.
Oh, I have a new dye. Maggie's going to do a strip in my hair of pink next time. Oh. I'm excited. It's called like something planet. I can't remember. Anyway.
Planet pink.
I feel at peace with myself most of the time. Very accurate, fairly accurate, somewhat inaccurate or very inaccurate.
So like was very... somewhat one? Sorry.
It's just like, all right, I feel at peace with myself most of the time. Like very accurate or very inaccurate or kind of eh.
I'm like in the middle, wherever that would be.
So fairly accurate.
Sometimes, yeah. Fairly accurate, I guess.
I tend to be more down to earth than head in the clouds.
Yes.
Down to earth.
Continue. Down to space.
But then wouldn't you be more head in the clouds?
No, I was joking. Because there's no down in space.
You're like, that's who I want to be. I find it easy to approach others.
Yes. Typically.
I frequently do things without a specific schedule or a plan.
No.
Very inaccurate.
Very inaccurate. Things are planned always. I don't just like run around like rampant.
Can you imagine?
Who does that?
What must that be like? I need to know.
I mean, I sometimes have to randomly go run an errand, but yeah. It's not super random. It's usually like, oh, I know I need to go do that.
Yeah. I remember like even when I was a kid, like I think we might have talked about this, but I would like tell myself what time I was going to wake up and I would like try to train myself to be able to wake up at the time.
Whoa.
There's like this whole chant that you had to do. Like if you want to wake up at 7 a.m., you're like, I want to wake up at 7 a.m. seven times. This is such bullshit.
Whoa.
And then you say, I will wake up at 7 a.m. seven times. And I'm not going to say it worked, but I'm not going to say it didn't work. So,
y'all can try it out and see what it does.
Did I ever tell you I once told my friend's mom that I was Wiccan? And I wasn't. But I just knew it would piss her off.
Did it piss her off?
Yeah, my friend was like super religious and I was reaching the point that I was like moved out by that and I was just like not going to church or doing the thing or whatever. But I really liked her, but she kept inviting me to church things. So I like finally went to one with her. And I remember like being in the car with her and her parents on the way to church, just like, fuck this again.
Like, this
and she
sucks.
Was like talking about religion on the way to church and just was like asking me my beliefs and all this kind of like blah blah blah, and she's like, so what denomination are you? Because it's like a who the fuck asked that? But that's like growing up like in the area that I grew up, that's like a thing. It's like your, you know, Mercedes-Benz. It's like, what's your denomination? It's like Jesus Christ. But I was like, oh, I'm Wiccan. And she just stopped talking. Okay.
She's all
the rest of the drive. And I was like, ah, sweet silence, you dumb bitch. All right.
The typical ordinary way feels like a betrayal of myself.
Sorry, repeat that.
The typical ordinary way feels like a betrayal of myself.
What the? How does that mean?
I think, like, doing things, like, boring and, like, the same as everyone else is a betrayal of yourself. Like, yes, you don't like that. Okay. Betrayal. That was, like, a really stupid way
that
to write that.
That was tricky. I don't like
you
guys.
I'm not picking my nose. Maybe I am.
Spiritanimal.info, I got a bone to pick.
All right. So, fairly accurate or very accurate? Like, you really want to be against the flow, or you just kind of, like,
no,
do your own thing?
I like doing my own thing.
Yeah, so very accurate. I frequently come up with ideas or solutions out of nowhere.
Yes. I'm always thinking of crazy solutions to things out of nowhere.
Out my ass.
Literally. Right.
The more useful I am to others, the happier I am.
No, doesn't mean
somewhat
anything.
Inaccurate, because yeah. You still like to...
I don't try to please anybody except for myself, because that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're not happy with yourself, then it's like, how can anyone else be happy with you? It's so hard. And that's where my energy goes.
But it's also somewhat inaccurate, because you still enjoy when you are useful to someone that you care about,
of
like
course,
Carlo. So that's why I'm saying.
Or
like,
you or anyone I love. Like, I'd be like, okay, I do want to be helpful. But it's not like I go out of my way to make everybody, like, help everybody. No, there's no way I could.
Yeah.
I'd be like this big. Squished.
I spend a lot of time observing before I act.
Yes. Observing?
Like
researching? Could that be observing? Because I don't just jump on things.
Yeah, or even just like in like social situations, like
yeah,
observing
adapt.
A crowd.
You
so
adapt.
Like fairly accurate.
Yes. I think you kind of like adapt to your surroundings,
or like if
slowly,
or if like for instance maybe it's like a work thing and someone is like if something seems off to you, but instead of just like lashing out right away or something, you like take your time
you're
to like really figure out, like suss it out.
Yep.
Basically, so basically you suss it out.
I do suss.
So fairly accurate. I like to be impressive to others.
Impressive to others. I mean, sure. I want people to think I do cool shit.
Fairly accurate.
I would like that. Yes.
Fairly accurate or very accurate? Fairly
accurate. Yes. Because it's like very accurate sounds so like harsh. Like it's like,
yeah.
It's like fuck yeah versus yeah.
I'm always looking for new things to experience. Very, fairly. Very.
Very. I like doing new things.
I live a fast-paced existence.
I don't think it's very fast. So fairly, not very.
Or somewhat inaccurate.
Somewhat inaccurate.
How would you rather spend your free time? I'd rather go outdoors and walk or hike in a park nearby, building something or engaging in a creative activity like arts and crafts, playing video games or watching a movie at home, getting together with my friends and have fun going out, reading my favorite book or website in bed or on my couch.
I like outside stuff.
Outdoors and walk?
Yeah.
I require lots of time alone to recharge.
No. Fairly inaccurate. I'm never alone.
So somewhat inaccurate?
Yes. Whatever. Sorry. Somewhat inaccurate.
I seek out the secret of the universe.
No. Somewhat inaccurate.
Very inaccurate. Oh, somewhat.
Oh, very inaccurate, yes.
Well, but don't you like do psychedelics and stuff?
Yeah, but I'm not looking for the purpose of life.
You're just looking to get...
Yeah, I'm checking to see how it feels. So it's like, okay, this is cool. If the purpose of life comes to me, though,
then you're
cool.
Like, cool. So
but
somewhat
I'm not
inaccurate.
Looking for it. I'm not there going like, I'm going to take a pen and paper and figure out exactly how I feel. It's like, dude, we're just here. Right? I don't know. I'm not trying to meet my
how
creator.
Does this... Okay, so you are, I don't know if this is right. You're the coyote. The coyote totem is strikingly paradoxical and is hard to categorize. It is a teacher of hidden wisdom with a sense of humor. So the messages of the coyote spirit animal may paradoxically appear in the form of a joke or trickery. Don't be tricked by the foolish appearances. The spirit of the coyote may remind you to not take things too seriously and bring more balance between wisdom and playfulness.
Wow. I'm a coyote. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. Grandma, rest in peace. I'm probably not going to be a fox. That's much
what
too
what if you are?
It's much too cool for me. If it is, then I'll believe my grandmother was a witch and I too will become a witch.
All right. What's your favorite natural element? Air, earth, fire, water, wood, space.
Fire.
This is going to be good.
Did you hear the liquid IV bubbling?
No. Oh, how is it bubbling? These mics are good. No wonder you could hear me breathe. It's like, if you could hear that. Okay.
But can you hear me come?
Oh! I feel at peace with myself most of the time. Very accurate, fairly, somewhat.
Inaccurate.
Very.
I have no peace.
Ooh. No peace. I tend to be more down to earth than head in the clouds. Very, fairly.
Very, somewhat. Very accurate. Down to earth.
Okay.
The only place that we live currently.
Yes, not in space.
Others will be grounded like on the moon or something. Wherever I go, I'll be on the ground.
Let's go to Mars, because I heard Mars under the surface has potentially
mm-hmm.
may have water, like oceans of water.
I heard they have chocolate bars.
Let's
too.
Go. Yes.
Because boys go to Mars to get more candy bars.
Yes.
And girls don't go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Why not?
Stupider is not even a word. You dumb dumb.
You stupid.
You stupid.
I find it easy to approach others. Very, fairly, somewhat, or very inaccurate. Oh. What happened?
What do you mean?
Oh, it just like reloaded for some
reason. Yeah, I think whenever you answer a question, it kind of like
I know, does I was like, something weird. To the. So I find it easy to approach others. Very accurate, fairly accurate, somewhat inaccurate, or very inaccurate.
I don't approach others well, but if it's a necessity and I know that it is something for work,
yep.
then it's fine. So somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Somewhat inaccurate or fairly accurate?
Fairly accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
There has to be a purpose. All right. Yeah. I prepare myself for every human interaction ahead of time.
Usually that's how things work.
But that's how you get shit done.
I frequently do things without a specific schedule or plan. Very accurate, fairly accurate.
No.
Somewhat inaccurate or very inaccurate.
Very inaccurate. Everything needs a plan.
See?
Everything needs a plan. There needs to be a schedule. My calendar wouldn't make sense to anyone else.
It's because...
a lot.
Yeah. So the typical ordinary way feels like a betrayal of myself. Very accurate, fairly accurate, somewhat inaccurate, or very inaccurate.
It is definitely a betrayal of my trust because I don't even know what the correct way is. Like, whatever they're saying, I don't know what that means. Like,
so
what
very
is
accurate?
What is the ordinary way? Let's see. Would I want to go the ordinary way? Getting knocked up, getting
no.
married, having a job that I don't really like, or no job at all. Or maybe I work in an office. Maybe I'm a lawyer. Maybe I'm a doctor. That all sounds incredibly boring. So if that's ordinary, then definitely not.
Very accurate.
Very accurate. I don't think I was ever meant to be anything other than a clown.
A clown?
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
Naked chicken clown.
I frequently come up with ideas or solutions out of nowhere.
All the time.
Very accurate.
Usually in my sleep or right before sleep.
Exactly.
Or in the morning or right now. I've had a few.
The more useful I am to others, the happier I am. Very accurate, fairly accurate, somewhat inaccurate, or very inaccurate?
Very.
Very accurate? Or very inaccurate?
Okay, well, that's changed a little bit, so let's say fairly accurate, because it's less people-pleasing than it used to be, but I still find it very nice to be of use.
It is good to be of use.
I like it.
I spend a lot of time observing before I act. Very accurate.
Very much. Everything right? must be observed. I'm a people watcher.
Yep.
Did you ever like to people watch at the mall when you were young?
Disneyland was my favorite. Because it's so many people.
Or
Costco's. Like,
there was like one mall. There was one mall. And so I'm like, that's the mall. And go just sit in the food court or like off to the side on the bench and you just like eat Auntie Anne's pretzel and just
Yum.
Watch people.
Yeah.
Yum. So crazy.
I like to be impressive to others. Very accurate, fairly accurate, somewhat, or very inaccurate.
Very, but I won't believe them.
Very accurate?
Yes. Okay. It's great because it's like, it's unachievable.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
you're lying.
That is what I would
you're like.
Lies. Even if you tell me that I'm impressive, I'm like, you stupid. You don't have any sort of taste whatsoever. You're a dumb person. Let me try harder again.
Hold on. What else do you like? Okay, I am always looking for new things to experience. Very accurate, fairly accurate, somewhat inaccurate, very inaccurate.
I don't really know what that means.
Do you like learning new things?
Learning new things or like experiencing new things? I guess maybe somewhat. Somewhat like to experience new things, but I.
So fairly accurate. You don't like seek it all the time, but sometimes.
I do not seek it, no.
But sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
You are interested.
Like, yeah, because it's just like, I already feel like I do a lot of things. I don't even have time to do half the things I want to do.
But you're always learning. And try new things.
That's kind of a problem because then you have too many things that you want to do.
I know. It's like you got to put a cap.
Isn't that so annoying? Like, wouldn't it be cool if we could have just like, if it was a game, you could just like restart and like try all these different things where it's like, oh, maybe I could spend this life doing this. And maybe we do. And we just don't know.
Dude, I know my man does that. Like he reinvents something in life like all the time. And it's like, whoa, like... You know how he never did like the recording studio thing?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a recording studio.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you're thinking that like you could just reinvent things and learn.
Well, no, not even just that. Just like the ability. Because when I think about so many things that I've wanted to do in my life, whether it's like be a writer and I would start so many books and like never finish them, or like, oh, I now have like this fascination over here. I'd like to try this. But there's not actually time to fully experience all of those things. So I have like my hand in all these different pots.
It's too many things at once.
So yeah, it'd be cool if you could just like live through those whole experiences to truly, but that's the fucked up thing about life. It's like you're never going to be able to do that. And then you're kind of like, you always have a little bit of longing. That's why I think it's fun to learn new things. But as far as when I hear experiences, I think of people. I think there's plenty to experience with about meeting new people.
Exactly. So that's,
no offense to people, but like also kind of because.
But also. Okay. I live a fast-paced existence. Very. Okay.
It's weird. It's weird fast-paced because it's not like. But it's not fast like some people think, but it's constant.
Yeah.
Like always,
there's always
doing
something. A cycle. Yeah. There's something moving.
Everything's
parts.
Moving. Bowel movements. Everything.
Yay. Poop. How would you rather spend your free time? I'd rather go outdoors and walk or hike in a park nearby. Building something or engaging in creative activity like arts and crafts.
That one.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like a cross for me. Like, I love art, but I love being outside.
Yeah.
But like, doing art outside?
Yeah. I do all the time. I take my sketchbook out there.
So
that was
a trick question for me. I require lots of alone time to recharge. Yes. Very, very accurate.
Yeah. They're going to be like, you're a tortoise.
Aww.
Or a badger.
Or a groundhog.
Yeah. Well, I think that was discussed on stream, actually. They think I would be a groundhog.
Stop.
Or I think I would be a groundhog. I can't remember.
Either way, it could.
Too many conversations in lifetimes, I tell you.
All right. I seek out the secret of the universe. Very, very accurate or very inaccurate?
I don't have a lot of time to spend seeking the universe. I just want the universe to kind of find me. I feel like I've seeked enough.
Yeah.
I've done enough seeking that I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to chase you, universe. If you want to give me some all-knowing eye, that's cool. Tell me the secrets of the universe. That's great. And I'll like listen to you because I'm a really good listener. But I'm not going to seek it out. I'm tired.
Girl. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're the tiger. What it means to be the
is
tiger.
Is that kind of like a fox?
I mean, kind of. So in the kingdom of spirit animals, the tiger puts a special emphasis on raw feelings and emotions. The tiger spirit animal. Oh, yeah. The tiger spirit animal symbolizes primal instincts, unpredictability, and the ability to trust yourself. By affinity with this spirit animal, you may enjoy dealing with life matters spontaneously, trusting your intuition, and acting fast when needed.
Oh, well, I mean,
I don't know about that.
I do that.
Yeah. So
that's the thing is, like, I operate very well under pressure.
Oh, that's what it means.
Is that what that means?
Yes. So oh. I was confused.
But all right, internet, you have this one for now.
Let's look how cool. You're a tiger.
That's cool.
You should draw one.
I've painted one before.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I like the snow one you did. The snow tiger?
Yeah, I sold that on DOF.
That one was beautiful.
Weird. Well,
do you want some chocolate water?
Yeah. tiger wants some chocolate.
I still don't know how I feel about that. It's like, here, let me give it another shot. One sec.
Oh my God, bitch, you're a shapeshifter.
The coyote. I know.
You're a shapeshifter. That's why you know about them. They're trying to speak to you.
Bitch, it was just on Ghost Adventure.
Look at you. Just like, you shapeshifted your body too this whole year. You were just like, phew, look at me. I'm hot now. Look at me with my flirty little skirts. Look at me. Look at me telling everybody how. I can't share that. The writing up. I wasn't going to bring it up.
I'm getting my chocolate water on now. I'm a shapeshifter.
What do you were saying all that to Jeff too about like what you try? I didn't know how much you were like kicking it at the fucking gym, dude.
Yeah.
Like
all the time. Feel my arm.
I want to. Bitch.
There's something there.
You got something in there. That's
and my
so
legs
cool.
Too.
Cause you just like you. I know that you mentioned you were going to the gym, but like I didn't realize
Mama's
like
getting it.
I didn't realize like how frequently, but then also like all the stuff you were doing as well. That's fucking sick. How
I
do
have
you feel?
To, I have to because now I feel great.
Good.
But the thing is, like when I wake up now, and if I don't go, cause I go in the morning.
Yeah.
If I don't go, I feel like something's off.
Yeah.
Like I feel like something's missing. So you know, it's now a routine.
Yes. Oh, I love that for you. It's such a good journey, isn't it? Because it's like you start to like feel better and like the little pains that you get and all that.
The soreness is great.
Yeah, because it's like it's not actually pain, but it's like not comfortable. But you're like, fuck, I push myself. And then you know it like it plateaus and you chase the next one.
And I still live it up. Like I ate tacos for lunch. I like, you know.
Girl, when you're training like that, you
can
just.
Chips and guac.
You can eat so much shit. Like it's fucking great. And then not drinking alcohol is like, I just eat anything.
It's just the way it is. But this is still, I'm having a hard time.
I still don't know if I like it or not.
I'm not sure either.
It's one of the things is it's a little too off from Diet Chocolate Pop. Like it's not as chocolatey.
Right. It would need to be a little sweeter. If it was like chocolate pop, I'm sure I would have liked it.
That really fake sweetener that like rots your insides.
Yes. Yeah. It's missing that factor.
But it's good. It's just not diet chocolate pop.
We'll give it a one thumb up. Not two. Just one. Well, I was thinking that one thumb
right
in the
up
butt.
My butt.
Why does our mind go there with a thumb? My mind went there.
What? So here's the other thing. It's like thinking about just being out in the universe, because you made that point of like, I make everything sexual. And I do all the time. But until you said that, I never really thought about it.
I didn't notice it till that day. That's it. That's why I made that like statement. I was like, oh my God, epiphany light bulb. She makes things always turn to sex. And I was like, it's nothing bad. That's a good thing. It's just like, that's where the mind goes. And like, I wonder, where does my mind go?
I don't know.
Food? Weed?
Weed.
So today I got some really good garlic naan bread that I'm excited to heat up from Sprouts. Everybody, I love garlic naan.
Naan.
Who doesn't?
Naan is amazing.
Naan,
I need to
take
these off. Naan, 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 naan. Look, they're cutting off circulation.
But see, I had to instantly think about like, oh no.
I know. Y'all, if you're
it's
watching,
not good.
Ow.
Ooh.
Listen, my legs have gotten huge. I don't know what to tell you.
Bitch.
They're like popping out. Like some of my pants don't fit now. I just like wander around in like underpants all day. And...
Thank goodness for TikTok shop, everybody.
Yeah.
Shout out. She's like, I can breathe now.
I do breathe a lot through my feet. I feel like, do you sleep with your feet covered or off?
Covered. With a sheet.
Oh.
Why?
I can't.
What do you mean?
I can't sleep with socks on and I can't sleep with my feet under the sheets. It has to be like, like I kick my little feet.
Oh, so
my little feet. My little feet. Listen to me. Lying through my teeth.
Well, sometimes I do kick a leg over Carlo and I'll be big spoon.
But underneath the blankets?
Like I'll just have half a blanket and my leg will be kind of out.
Yeah.
One leg.
I need to have my feet not covered. Like it's, I like can't fall asleep. Sometimes I've tried before to be like, I'll just sleep. You ever try to just sleep on your back?
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
And I just lay there like this, just like pretending.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Like opening an eye, like.
Fuck. It's a good point. Everybody at home, do you guys try to sleep on your back at first? Because like I do sometimes. Like I'll just lay there.
Yeah,
but I'm just laying there.
And And then I start to get uncomfortable. Like, my neck will feel weird and I'll, like, adjust, but, like, keep my eyes closed. Like, I'm just...
So are you a side sleeper?
Yeah. But the thing is, apparently sleeping on your side, like, makes your face, like, kind of squish off to one side over time.
You gotta switch sides.
A bitch is trying to be symmetrical, but, like, on the other side, it's not as comfortable to sleep.
So you gotta switch sides every year.
But I've tried to,
so
like...
So you go back and forth.
But I try to be good and I, like, prop myself between pillows. Like, I'll build myself a little manger in the bed. Be like, so that way I can't roll over. And then I just can't sleep. Like,
this
I'm like a vampire.
Why.
Yeah.
This is why.
Well, I haven't been doing that lately. I'm like not trying to.
Oh.
I'm not trying to dream like that vaping. And sleep on my back.
I'm quitting vaping and sleeping. Let's see what happens.
I mean, I am. It's fine though. I'm doing great. It's totally good because I got new Korean skincare off of TikTok shop, and I'm sure that that will fix all of my problems.
Korean skincare is the way to go.
That's what they say, but we'll see when I start to see results. If I look 5 years younger, you'll be the first to know.
I'm using some really good skincare lately.
What are you using?
I have discovered from Instagram called Good Light, and it's like a clean beauty line, and I'm not sure. It's not Korean, but like it's like they carry it in some like Korean beauty stores. So maybe they are. I don't know. But anyways, Good Light has a really nice lip mask that I've been using. And it's like lightweight. It's not gooey. So it's nice. So like when you put it on, it just goes right into your lip. And like it doesn't have the goo, which I like the goo. But sometimes
but the goo
when I go
can
to bed,
get sticky.
When I go to bed, I don't want my goo to touch my pillow.
No, because then you wake up with like
goo.
Well, what also happens is if you have goo on your lips, your lip kind of like sticks to the blanket, and
yes,
then you drool.
And I have silk pillows.
So you also have a little drool spot.
So it's not cute. So Good Light, shout out to them because they have a really good lip mask. I'll shout it out on my Instagram.
Do it.
They're cool.
That's awesome. I love to find a product that feels like it's working.
Yeah. I like soft lips, baby.
I do love soft lips, but my lips are so dry all the time.
Mine too, because of it, like just living in Vegas. But thank goodness for Liquid IV.
I was about to make a pussy joke, but
do
not
it.
Those lips. Do those it. Lips be wet as fuck.
I don't
Bang.
Know. I don't know how.
Wait. Laura's like, I don't know how her lips are wet. I thought that bitch had the driest fucking pussy.
Like, I don't know how.
I film it all the time. I see how dry that shit is.
That shit's like raging waters. Right? Wait. What are they called?
Shit is like raging
rapids.
Waters.
Like rapids.
But Raging Waters, I think, is like a ride.
It's a water park.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Is that what it is? Oh, the water park. Huh.
Gross. Kind of the same thing.
Well, I don't think I would compare my pussy to a water park. There's not been that many people
but
inside of it.
So.
But kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah. Not a lazy river. There's no lazy river up here.
No.
I don't know how to do that. I had a lot of years of lazy river. All right. Let me tell you, I ain't
it's
going back to that shit.
Not happening.
No, thank you.
Oh, adios.
We all know how much I love making content. And one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
You used to smoke. Sorry. Go ahead.
No.
What was that?
I was just thinking about something gross, so please distract me.
I almost wanted to bring this up last time, but I think I spaced out. You were a smoker of cigarettes before, right?
Mm-hmm. I have a photo of me.
How long did you smoke for, and how much were you smoking? Curious, because I thought about me and how I smoked back in the day, but now it just doesn't appeal to me at all. Like the smell of cigarettes, it doesn't gross me out. I could handle it. It's just not my fave.
It if I'm walking through a cloud of it, it definitely grosses me out. Like I can handle it if it's just like on clothing or something, but
yeah.
It also reminds me of years of my life that I would rather not think about. So, but it's
That's
also
fair.
I did smoke like mostly through my 20s, like
me
but
too.
Maybe about like 5 or 6 years, like decently. pace, but it would go off and like back and forth between like vapes and then cigarettes and whatever back and forth. So
vapes have been a thing for a while now.
Yeah, I remember those like old like blue electronic cigarettes like BLU or something like that, or Juuls, like the whole Juul train. And
girl, I had
now Juuls aren't cool.
I had the Juul. Okay,
oh, you fancy.
I better bring the Juul back.
Bring it back
baby, let's Juul it up. Oh, hey, do you want to go Juul in the car?
Because I remember with Juul, that's when like PAX had its thing, like when PAX first started having cartridges and stuff like that for totally not marijuana, but they would put them in and they started having the little cartridges like that.
That's
that would
true.
Be magnet in.
Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, cigarettes were a time.
Me too. So like for me, I smoked during my 20s and I just thought about it because so now I host karaoke again, remember? Mm-hmm. And like that reminds me of a life that I had back in the day when I was very unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like smoking a whole pack of cigarettes in a night.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, someone would sing and I'd go run outside and smoke a cigarette and come back in and be like, and that was da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then next person, okay, go outside and smoke a cigarette. I'd be like, man, that was such a, like, a dark time in my healthy, in my health.
No.
Probably because I was just, like, drinking like a fish and up all, like, till, like, 2 a.m. when the bars closed. And then waking up the next day to work at a Chanel makeup counter. And it's like, how long am I going to last like this?
So unhealthy. I think I started smoking the heaviest when I was like working at Walmart temporarily. And I say temporarily because...
Smoke breaks, right?
Yeah, because you got to go on a smoke break. Otherwise, you didn't get a smoke break.
And who wants to work?
Yeah.
It's like...
I didn't. The amount of shit I got away with at the Walmart deli. Let me tell you. That bitch wasn't working. I was arm wrestling people in the background. I did take care of the rotisserie chickens because you got to like... chop off the head and pull out all the guts.
What?
And then you would position it like it was frozen, but you get all the giblets out and then you spear them onto the rotisserie. And I was like, haha, stupid chickens.
No.
Yeah, but it was a deli, so there's like all the shaving of meats and stuff like that.
You heard it from her.
There was this one guy and
she's an animal.
Bless him. I think he thought I was gonna blow him or something. I didn't, but I was just like, hey, why don't you do this?
She and
he'd be
about
like
it.
He'd be like, okay. And then he would just do it and I'd be like, cool, so I don't have to do anything. I can just like look at the cheese and like reposition it in the counter and be like, oh, I'm working.
You're like, this size is a little off.
Yeah. It was one of those things. Like, it was weird because I haven't like applied for a job in so long, but I remember like I didn't want to work there. It was just that I needed to get a job. And so I had my application out at like a lot of places at once. This sounds so fucking like I'm so old. That's crazy. But
so I remember those days.
Yeah, but it's weird because I haven't done it in so long that I'm like, ugh.
Applications.
But I remember, like, I didn't want to get the Walmart one because I thought that for some reason Target would think I was good enough, but they didn't, just like my mom. So, that was a joke. Everybody fucking laugh. Calm down. All right. So, but I went into this interview basically being like, when they do like the whole, why do you want to work here? And I said, I don't. And they called me back that night to hire me. To start like the next week. And I was like, fuck.
They were like, we like her. She's real.
Yeah. It's like, she's not putting up with any bullshit.
No bullshit. Exactly. Zero. Oh my God.
I don't.
Zero bullshit. I like that. That's the way it should be.
Oh.
I'd rather shit stink than be freaking, you know, like whatever, like just fucking fake.
Do you know what stinks is deli meat? Like, it's just a lot of smell. And I didn't like it. It put me off from
stinkiest?
Cheese for a while, too, I think. Like, because they're both kind of together.
What's the stinkiest? Roast
it's
beef?
Just like salami is a lot. Do you know what I mean?
It's really.
Like, salami has a lot going on nose-wise, for me, at least. It feels, like, very severe. And there's, like, a few different types of salami. And for some reason, they all have a similar but not exactly the same smell. So you're just kind of barraged, just, like, beat in the face by salami. It's just like this.
So do you think people that eat salami have big noses and big dicks? Does that correlate?
I would think smaller noses because they couldn't smell it as much. You know what I mean? They're like... Oh, this smells great, I think. I don't know. Little tiny nose and little salamis. Oh, I just picture guys with little wieners like horking down a salami like...
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And word from
sponsor.
I gotta pee so bad.
I didn't...
Little guys, little dicks.
That big made me salamis. Almost pee.
That'd be a cute shirt.
That's our tour. We go on the road. We start doing
it's
live
called
podcasts.
Big Salami Tour.
Welcome I wish we had enough salami. Fans. I wish we had enough fans to do a big salami tour where we could go do live podcasts live. Across the country. But we don't. Cause not enough of you have shared with a friend.
You have to share with a friend. That would be so much fun.
It would be fun.
Oh my God.
But I think we'd only have like one person per every like five states. So we'd be putting
that's
on
okay.
a show for one person. And I don't think the ROI is there. The little return on investment.
No,
I'm not seeing the numbers working out for us
yet.
To do that yet.
Yet. I'm looking at you.
Yeah. I think to do anything like that, I'd have to like start doing comedy and actually be good at it. So we'll probably never get there. But you can always join us at patreon.com/TWND podcast to join us for monthly Zoom chats, skits, bonus episodes, thought takes episodes every month, behind the scenes, all that good fun stuff. And we very much appreciate it.
So we love our dirt bags.
Our dirt bags are the best. And Wholesome Pledge is cool too, but you just don't get as much. You just get things a day early, ad free, and a tiny, tiny bit of BTS, but not as much as discount dirt bags.
Still cool.
So, still cool.
But the but, other coolness outweighs it for sure.
But listen, for $5 more, you get all of the other stuff.
Major access.
Do you know what I mean? And plus, once we reach 55 subscribers, I'm going to be eating fruit by the foot off of your foot. And when we reach 55 subscribers, remember that we'll be pulling two winners, count them, two winners from all the subscribers on our page to win one of a kind. Well, not one of a kind, one of like 6 to 8 shirts.
They're so. Special,
and they're
limited,
signed,
like very
limited
very,
release.
Very
we don't even have one.
Extremely rare. We don't even have one.
No, that's how rare one. It is. We're going to sign it though. And I'm going to rub my butt on it if you want me to. Just join the Patreon.
I'll rub it on my elbow.
Yeah, Laura gets some elbow. I get my butt cheeks.
It's
we'll send
a
you a video doing it maybe. Maybe.
It's a win-win.
fuck, what was I saying?
About fried
big
chicken.
Dicks, salamis, fried chicken. I hate fried chicken. I really just don't like fried chicken. When did you like fried chicken when you ate meat?
No.
No. I don't
wait,
understand.
I just ate the mic. Do chicken tenders count? Because it's fried chicken. Because I like popcorn chicken. And you know you don't. I know you don't.
It's like the weird breading. And then especially on like a big piece of chicken, like sometimes you have like a wing or something going on. And there's like weird sinewy bits. So what if you bit in to the fried bit, right? And then you get that weird crunchy bit of like
oh, how
wing
much
shell?
Fry
like,
is there on there? A lot?
A lot.
No, I don't do that.
I don't like it. It's way
thanks.
Too much for me.
Sorry about it. not my thing at all. Ugh.
What was I...
I like popcorn chicken, though, when it's just lightly coated. It doesn't have to be heavy.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day because someone was, as people do, like I post things that are inflammatory because that is what gets traction. So I like to post things about OnlyFans that I know will get negative feedback, like positive and negative. But that's what builds up. If you don't want social interaction on your social media... Don't post things that are conflicting with people's massively held beliefs because otherwise just not as many people will see it. That's all I'm saying. And it's what I do. So I post things about it. But people are like just getting so butthurt about it. And it made me think that like they're so mad about this, but they don't know me. Or maybe they think they do or like whatever kind of parasocial stuff. Right. But you have the time to sit on a video that I post and make all of those sorts
yeah.
of comments. You must not have that many people in your life who like you, which is very unfortunate for you. But it got me to thinking that I actually have, for some reason, unbeknownst to me, other than some TNA, I have somehow so many people across the world that like me that it is a job for people to like me. I don't give a shit if you don't like me.
It's all good.
Because enough people do that I'm like, oh, shit. Like, that's something that's pretty interesting is to be able to just create a job and content based off people who just fucking like you, which is really cool because I don't often feel very liked on a small, like, interpersonal scale, like with you, of course.
Sprinkle that, baby.
But boom. it's cool to be like, well, damn, like people showing up for Zoom chats, like people listening to the episodes, people who do interact like positively or just like anything, or people who interact with you.
It's fun.
But I just thought that was cool because I'm like, it is a reminder that like, no matter what, people are not going to like you, but there's always people who fucking like you. Even
love
you,
you
who comment negative things. Somebody out there likes you, I'm sure. They're not really sure why, but they do. And it's all right. You'll get there in the end.
And it's not just like, it's love. It's
love. Ugh, love. It sounds love.
Love.
Love. Love the pod. Follow the pod. Follow the pod on Instagram.
Patreon, too.
Instagram and X, though, at TWND Podcast. Also, TWND Podcast on Patreon, which is correct. And
share
then
with a friend.
We really want to see some ratings. We want to see some comments. We want to make sure that before September 2nd, Labor Day, y'all have gotten the plays up on the episode. Otherwise, we're going to have a month of bald cap episodes or sexy bald cap content, which won't be so sexy. So
we need more subscribers for my feet.
It's up to you. We need to get the plays for, if y'all want to see us with bald caps for a full month of podcast episodes, gotta get those listens up to 3,500 by Labor Day. And if you want me to make OnlyFans content in a bald cap, well,
no,
don't get it to 2,500 plays. Otherwise, make sure it's above that if you don't want to see that. So anyway, this has been
where are we at? Hold on, let's check. We gotta find out. Will this be airing before September 2nd?
Yes. Please. I think this is the last one, maybe before September 2nd.
Hold on. Let's see.
What are we at? We need a count.
Joking on Greg. I love joking on
I love joking on Greg.
Me too.
Greg.
Oh, we're at 1.4. So you guys have a lot of homework to do. Leave that shit on repeat.
Yeah. Oh,
just watch it over and over.
Speaking of a job to do, just a reminder, Naman, Dirtbag, listen, we gave you an assignment and we expect a reply. So we have told Naman that he has to go to the Trader Joe's nearest him.
Oh, yes.
He has said he hasn't been in years, so he's unsure if it is a cult. He's going to report back to us via email, so stay tuned. Naman, we're all counting on you. Thank you all. Please follow me on Instagram at thisredheadissfw and follow the podcast at TWND Podcast and follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
Leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. Or you can leave us an email at twndpodcast@gmail.com.
Do it.
Thank you all so very much. Do you have any final words for them? Perfect. See you Monday.
Come.
'The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.